Thank you, Mr. Brown.
They talk?
No, they haven't. We haven't.
He's still holding on.
Yes. Yes, hello.
President?
Yes, George.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Doing fine. How you doing?
Fine. We finally got that order out. I thought it was out the other day when I announced it. I told them to go on and put it out, but they've announced it now, and it's out on your bank thing. I want you to know it. Number two, Clint Anderson said he might want me to appoint Bob McKinney to the Atomic Energy Commission. Do you reckon Bob McKinney might want it, and what do you think about it?
I think it's all right if he wants it. I don't know. He hasn't said a thing to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, I mean, you know how Clint is. He's been wanting you to call him for advice. He wants everybody to think he's your right-hand man.
Well, I called him for it on the tax bill and told him, for God's sakes, go on and stay here long enough to get it out for me. And he said he was going to do it and said, by the way, Bob McKinney may want the Atomic Energy Commission. I said, all right, now I've got a vacancy and I would be disposed to give it to him because he was mighty loyal and...
He knows something about it. He's kept up with it a whole lot.
Was he on the commission once or was he just have that job in Geneva?
No, he's just on that committee that Clint put him on, you know, that... Fact-Time Committee for Peace.
Yeah.
Eisenhower won the committee for it, and Clint stepped up on that chairman of it.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
That's the only thing, but he made a pretty good study of the damn thing when he was in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a credit for that fellow Power Commission when this fellow...
Oh, hell, you've done got it stacked now, don't tell me.
I have.
Yes, you have.
Well, Ross is a son of a bitch, and he's going to have to reappoint him now. I got a man fight from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Take his place.
I probably couldn't get Daddy Kennedy to confirm him because...
Oh, yeah, he's Republican. The Republican Senator said he'd be for him. Got everything fixed, huh?
Yeah, well...
I give you his name first time.
You like A.W. Morrison representing the utility company. Now, I listen to you on health and education matters. He called me up the other day on the Power Commission representing Houston Power and Light Company, and I said, God Almighty.
Well, this thing is important, this whole power thing.
I know it is.
And I want to give you the dope on that.
It's awfully important. They're going to judge me by the first one I make.
He's Republican. He's from Massachusetts. He's been on commission up there for 20 years, and he's from consumer state. Now, what more do you want? That Ross is from Vermont.
Well,
they don't have the gas in Vermont. They don't even use gas in Vermont. They're using things for coal up there.
Yeah.
This fellow's from Massachusetts.
Well,
Salt and coal is for him, 100%.
Salt's never for anything, 100%.
Well, he said he was.
He just goes about 40% for anything he's for.
He does, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I asked, the first thing I asked was...
Well, now, don't get me off on that now. Let me think of pleasant things. I'm trying to think about something I can do now.
Okay.
I'm going to appoint a whole board to handle...
You tell Jim Nash to come to me and talk to Clint Anderson about his troubles?
No.
He came down and said you sent him down here.
I have not. I haven't talked to Jim Nash.
Well, he had a bill up there to help him on that damn conference.
Well, that's right. And we told him then that unless he had Anderson for it, he couldn't be for it. Now, it was a year ago.
He
hadn't mentioned it to me since I've been president.
Well, this is
he never mentioned it to me anyway. He talked to Walter. I don't give a damn about his bill, don't know anything about it. Matter of fact, he had it up and Clint Anderson killed it, and he's telling me how strong New Mexico and Arizona were for it, and I couldn't do anything about it. He ought to elect him a senator.
Well, anyway, I told him I'd try to talk to Clint for him, which I will when I see him.
Clint's not going to change. He made a big speech against it.
I know he did. But I have done my duty for Jim Nash, anyway.
Yeah. Well, if you can talk him into it, make me happy. What else do you know?
I don't know a thing. I'm going to come up there this week sometime, I hope, if I can get things in a row.
Well, give me a ring.
All right. How's everything going with you? How's the Panama deal?
Well, it's pretty rough, and they're pretty mean. They want to revise the treaty, and they want to get awfully rough with us, and I don't think it's going to do it, but we got a lot of Latin America awfully upset. They stay that way. Betancourt's raising hell.
I think Tom Mann ought to have know what to do about that. I think you got to show a strong hand on that thing if you don't with your son.
Yeah.
Latin Americans will like it. Don't think they won't.
Well,
they like strength.
That's what all these gringos say all the time. Say, give them hell, they'll love it. Rub their nose in it, they'll like it.
Well, I say they like strength, and you got to read. I might go Truman on that thing. That's one thing where you gave them everything they got, and I wouldn't give this up. You made Panama, our people did.
Well, that's right. I think the Colombians ought to be raising a little hell, though.
I admit that. But they're not, are they?
Well, no. Most Latin America's against us, though. And we did act a bunch of damn fools with our kids up there at the flag, throwing our weight around. But they oughtn't to come in, and they oughtn't to, well, cause a bunch of school kids were crazy, they oughtn't to start killing soldiers.
Right. That is correct.
And you remember the old story of the old English common law, a man's home's his castle, and when they come on our ground and we got leased, why, that's not in their favor. How are we doing in Texas?
Oh, hell, you're doing fine down here. I tell you, the more I see of these Republicans, the more I think you're going to carry these Republicans.
I don't know. I got 94% in the last poll in Texas.
I know that.
Conley got 93.
Well, you can't imagine how these damn turncoats are turning. Well, they're flopping over every day. All these clubs you go to, that's all you hear. But I guess they all get you off and say, I guess how strong you are for Johnson. Always been for Johnson. This is one in the second place, one in the first place all the time.
Well, I'd been a hell of a shape if I'd listened to him, wouldn't I?
You sure would have. You sure would have.
Well, are you over your ulcers?
Yeah, about pretty well cured. About 95%. I work Friday, Saturday, and working the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, pretty good.
Well, that's just wonderful. That's the best news I've had. Well, I'll see you when you come up.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.